Juneau's Don Etheridge is running as an independent for State Senate District Q. The longtime labor lobbyist is vying for the seat against Democrat Jesse Keel. I'm Jeremy Shea with KTUO with this profile. At a campaign kickoff event in July for Don Etheridge, the turnout was a mix of retirees, a few local business owners, tradesmen, and prominent local Republicans.
Can I have your attention?
Former Republican Representative Kathy Munoz, for example, hosted the event.
It's my pleasure to support my friend Don Etheridge. We work together on the City and Borough Assembly.
Munoz said he has a reputation in the Capitol for working and getting along with Republicans and Democrats, which would serve Juneau well.
Thank you, Kathy. I appreciate that very much. That was one of the first things they taught us in negotiating school when I was a business agent was, if you're not talking, you're not moving forward.
Unions and Republicans aren't natural allies, but there was one topic that clearly tied the crowd together.
What are your three top issues?
The number one issue is we got to have a sustainable budget. My number two is jobs. I'm really strong out there for labor, and I want to create jobs and help build the infrastructure in our community. And the other one is Juneau Access. That's the one.
The support from Republicans and construction-related unions is also apparent in his campaign finance disclosures.
That's been what I do. I like to build coalitions of people. And if you can build a coalition and work with the different people, you can get things done. If you're sitting in here in your own little party over in one corner, you're not going to get anything done. You have to be able to work with people.
Etheridge grew up in Juneau and graduated from Juneau Douglas High School. He was a commercial fisherman, worked on the pipeline, and put in 25 years with the state, retiring from shore maintenance with the Alaska Marine Highway System. Then he worked as a business agent for Public Employees Local 71 and Laborers Local 942.
That's where I got my start with the AFL-CIO. They needed somebody to help in with some of the lobbying. So I started helping out, and the next thing I knew, I was the lobbyist for the AFL-CIO. And that's been 24 years now that I've done that.
While lobbyists are often vilified, Etheridge is proud of his work.
I know that we're looked at as evil, but I think that the lobbyist has a very important role in educating legislators about what a piece of legislation will mean to their constituency. And I'm helping people. That's the main thing that my job was, just to help people. I helped injured workers. I helped the public employees get their contracts through. I helped on minimum wage to get the minimum wage up.
Etheridge is practically a fixture in hallways and committee rooms of the Capitol during the legislative session. So why does he want to change that up?
Well, as you're sitting in the hallway up there trying to talk to people, I watch it. It is a whole lot easier for senators to get in to talk to senators than it is lobbyists to get in to talk to senators.
To get to a sustainable budget, Etheridge says budget cuts, taxes, and the framework lawmakers put in place this year to use some of the Alaska Permanent Fund for state operations have to remain in play. But he says he's almost convinced a statewide sales tax is a non-starter, politically and practically. He hasn't ruled out an income tax. He likes that it would capture some non-residents' wages and put those dollars back into the state's economy. Likewise, he says spending on state infrastructure, particularly on projects the federal government pays for, is a no-brainer.
It also helps create money flow through our community by creating jobs. We have to figure out how we're going to get more money into the community. We have to figure out how to get some more outside dollars in.
And though he wants road access to Juneau, he doesn't discount the ferry system.
Most of our ships are so old now that they spend a lot of time broke down and rather than running. Like the new ships coming online, that's a great thing. I think we need to expand the ferry system to other communities so they're not getting just one ferry a week in the wintertime.
Etheridge will face off with Democrat Jesse Keel in the November 6th general election. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.